Hey, FedEd, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Rocky Patel Catch 22 Connecticut. Now, right out of the gate, what I want to comment on is I don't think I've ever picked up a Rocky Patel cigar without having Rocky Patel on the band prominently displayed, either the RP or Rocky Patel. And this is, again, the first cigar I think I've ever picked up from Rocky Patel that does not prominently state Rocky Patel on it. And I find that kind of interesting. It says Catch 22. It says Connecticut. It's got a nice sort of, it's got like an aquamarine band on it. It says Connecticut with that double band. And it doesn't say Rocky Patel on it anywhere, which is kind of interesting to me. A little bit about this blend. It's obviously an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. The rest of the cigar is undisclosed. So don't know what the binder is. Don't know what the filler is. This is the Rothschild. True Rothschild, 4.5x50. MSRP is quite reasonable, $475. Now, most of the counts of these come in a, when they're sold in a 22-count box. The Rothschild comes in a box count of 50, so quite a lot, but good size, 4.5x50. Now, normally I'd smoke a Connecticut first thing in the morning. Today we're going to be viewing and smoking the Connecticut in the evening. We'll see how it performs. I'm a big fan of Ecuadorian wrappers in general. I think this Ecuadorian Connecticut is going to perform quite well. Talking about the nose, it's got that sort of sweet cedary and hay nose that I really associate with Ecuadorian Connecticut. A lot of almost a honey sweetness, like a spiced honey. Very interesting. Really nothing out of the foot. I mean, maybe a little bit of hay, but it's pretty much the same notes that I was getting out of the wrapper. So we'll get cracking here. I'm going to use a single torch here. It's a 50 ring gauge, but I'm going to use a single torch. Now I've got a nice even white ash. I'm going to use a V cutter, which is kind of my standard for draw testing. Single V-cut. I'm getting some initial notes of some cedar, maybe a little bit of spices to the cedar just to round it out. There's some sweetness underneath that. I'm going to do a retrohale. The draw is a little bit tight here. I might try to roll it. I can feel that the cigar is quite firmly packed. It's evenly packed, so I might be getting a little bit of resistance because of the amount of tobacco in here. Very pleasant retrohale. It's clean, so it doesn't have a lot of lingering flavors to it. I do get a nice little bit of spice. It's a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of hay. It's quite subdued. Pretty much what I would expect out of an Ecuadorian Connecticut blend. Very classic so far. With a 4.5x50, we're probably looking at about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes smoking time. So we'll see how the flavors change as it progresses. With only a couple minutes in, about 5 minutes in, some things to comment on here. First of all, cigar is burning very fast. After only 5 minutes in, I'm at the half-inch mark. I commented that this is probably going to be about an hour and 15, an hour and 20. The way this is burning so far, this might be a 40 or 50-minute smoke. It's going very, very quick. The other thing to comment on here is I'm getting a herbal component through the retrohale. It's pleasant. I'm getting a little bit of dried hay to finish the retrohale now, so I get that herbal component up front, a little bit of sweetness, and in the post-dry, I get a little bit of drying hay. I'll kind of slow down the smoking experience here because I do feel the smoking very, very fast. Again, half an inch in after only 5 minutes. I mean, that's going to be done so fast. So we got to slow this cigar down. Again, that's part of the reason why I use a V-cut. It slows the draw a bit, gives you a bit of a more intense smoking experience. So we'll see how this progresses. So about 10 minutes in here. Again, the burn on this is extremely fast. We're pretty much more than an inch in at this point, and really almost all the way through the first third, which is shocking in 10 minutes. And I'm not smoking very fast. I'm taking very light puffs. So combustion is not an issue. Now, one thing to talk about for construction, look at that burn. Absolutely razor sharp. No touch-ups required. You know, I know that a lot of reviewers, including myself, tend to kind of baby our cigars. We touch up even the slightest misburn. It's perfect. It's a perfect, perfect burn. I'm sure the ash is going to drop on my lap. Always does. But I'll check back in if there's any flavor changes here before we get into the middle third, which at this rate could be 2 minutes from now. 22-minute mark, already moving into the middle third. Very fast smoking experience. As it moves into the, as the Catch 22 moves into the middle third here, getting a lot of that hay that I was mentioning in the first third. It's kind of taking over the main profile. Now, on the retrohale, I am getting a really interesting syrupy sweetness. So it is kind of changing up the profile a little bit. I did find the first third to be sort of a very classic Connecticut. It's good, but you know, nothing I would really write home on as being innovative. I think really the name of the game, if the profile doesn't change very much to the middle third, I think really the name of the game here is going to be the fact that these are only $475 MSRP, which is outstandingly good price for a very well-constructed and very classic Connecticut. Now, obviously, I might be speaking out of turn here because I've got all of the middle third and last third to go, so we'll see how the flavors progress. Coming up on the 30-minute on the Catch-22 Connecticut by Rocky Patel, and the only flavor that's really coming out here that I could comment on is maybe some subtle cocoa, very subtle, underneath that hay, underneath that syrupy sweetness. It's kind of just adding a little bit of edge to this Connecticut, but otherwise I think the profile is, again, sort of a very classic Connecticut. Passing the 40-minute mark and on the down half of the middle third here, approaching the final third, there's some intense cedar coming through. It's not drying cedar, so that's nice. It's just kind of mixing with that hay, mixing with the very, very faint light minus cocoa, and still getting that syrupy sweetness in the retrohale. We'll see if there's any other flavors that show themselves before we get into the last third here. Coming up on the 50-minute mark here on the Catch-22 Connecticut by Rocky Patel. As I mentioned earlier, this is smoking very, very fast. I wouldn't have expected a 4.5x50 to smoke this fast, but it is. There's a lot of cedar still leading into the last third here. Still, the herbal component that was in the first third kind of waned a little bit in the middle third. It's come back here in the last third and kind of pushing that syrupy sweetness aside. So really, I get that initial note of the herbal notes, and then the syrupy sweetness is pushed underneath it at maybe one or two strength levels lower. So we'll see where the rest of the flavors go here in the last third. Wrapping up the review of the Rocky Patel Catch-22 Connecticut, I think it's going to have a broad appeal to a lot of Connecticut smokers, guys who are smoking Connecticuts, maybe even on a daily basis. Price point on these is exceptional. Construction is fantastic. Burn is good. Very quick smoking time. I finished just over, I think it was 54 minutes, which is very fast smoking time for Rothschild 4.5x50. If you enjoyed our review, check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. If you enjoy the video review, give us an up, thumbs up, vote up arrow. If you have any questions for me, you can reach me at surgeon@CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.